both work. Steve Jobs was racing to ensure the Macintosh was the first personal computer to have icons on the screen. But just before it was due to be unveiled, Microsoft suddenly announced Windows 1 for the PC, which Apple feared would be similar. Jobs couldn't contain his fury.
Steve was saying, "How can you do this to us? We trusted you, you betrayed us." And I was impressed with Bill Gates' demeanor, because Steve Jobs yelling at you with his full force is kind of a pretty frightening thing for most people. But he was kind of cool and calm, just looked Steve back in the eye and said, "Well, Steve, you know, what you're saying is one way of looking at it, but I look at it a different way. It's more like you had a rich neighbor named Xerox, and I broke into their house to steal the television set and found you had stolen it before I could."
Finally, after 3 years and millions of dollars, the Macintosh computer was ready. It was the distillation of Steve Jobs' vision of what technology should be. Easy to use, intimate, intended to change the lives of ordinary people. The future of Apple rested on this strikingly designed beige box.
Computers before the Macintosh kept us at arm's length. The only way we can control them was through painstakingly moving this crazy little cursor on the screen. And it looked like an alien device, these glowing green letters. The Macintosh put it on human scale.
"Hello, I am Macintosh.